Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. And I'm so excited this afternoon to be back on our radio broadcast on this evening. I just give God reverence, who is my life, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, to Apostle Deans in his absence. I just thank and praise God for this opportunity on this evening, on this afternoon. We're going to get ready for our doxology. Amen. One minute. Now just bear with me. So I don't have my speaker, but I just give God reverence, who is my life, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm so thankful to be back here on today for our Sunday worship service. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I thank him on today. I praise him on today. I magnify his holy name. Just waiting for my computer to catch up. Hallelujah. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I thank him on today. Going to get ready to go into our devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer this afternoon. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 60. Psalm 60. O God, thou hast cast us off. Thou hast scattered us. Thou hast been displeased. O turn thyself to us again. Thou hast made the earth to tremble. Thou hast broken it. Heal the breaches thereof, for it shaketh. Thou hast showed thy people hard things. Thou hast made us to drink the wine of astonishment. Thou hast given a banner to them that fear thee, that it may be displaced because of the truth, that thy beloved may be delivered, save with thy right hand, and hear me. God hath spoken in his holiness. I will rejoice, I will devise Shechem, and meet out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim also is the strength of my head. Judah is my lawgiver. Moab is my washpot. Over Edom will I cast out my shoes. Philistia triumph thou because of me. Who will bring me unto the strong city? Who will lead me unto Edom? Would not thou, O God, which has cast us off, and thou, O God, which didst not go out with our army, give us help from trouble, for vain is the help of man. I have just read you from Psalm 60, from the first verse to the 11th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We'll have a song. Okay. Amen, amen. I'm waiting on it to stop twirling, y'all. But if it don't stop, I'm going to pray.
Give me you. Everything else in the world. Give me you.
Thank you.
Come this afternoon asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come today, God, in the name of Jesus, just giving you praise and giving you glory, just confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, I come right now, God. You know all things, God. You know everything, God. I'm coming this afternoon, God, thanking and praising you for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on this afternoon, God. I'm asking you right now, God, to move me from myself. Lord, I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister to us on today. I ask you today, God, to give me strength to preach your word, God. I ask you right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, just to move me from this flesh so the Holy Ghost can take over this empty vessel, God. In the name of Jesus, you know I need you today, and I can't make it without you, Lord. And I need you right now, Lord, and I need you to show up, God, and I need you to show out today. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, God, to bless everyone under the sound of my voice, God. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, God, to cover today, in the name of Jesus, everyone on this radio broadcast and every member right now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you right now, God, to let your anointing fall, in the name of Jesus, let your power fall over me, in the name of Jesus, let your anointing fall today, God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, God, to strengthen your people on today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the strong man right now. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the strong man. I bind you up. I cast you out. I command you to go. In the name of Jesus, I command every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every demon, every psychic, every demon on assignment. In the name of Jesus, I bind everything that's trying to attack my body. I bind you up, and I cast you out, and I command you to go up in Jesus' name. Die now, Hondo Koba Sandrosi. In the name of Jesus, I bind up the strong man from our lives, and I bind him up from this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, you have no power. You have no authority. I bind you now in the name of Jesus. Father, I ask you right now to take over and take control today. I ask you to move me from myself, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister on today in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you right now, God. I thank you right now, Jesus. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, my Redeemer. Hallelujah. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. Amen. I just give God reverence and praise of who is my life. This is just a testimony part of the service on today. You know, God is a good God. I can't say no more than that. He is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I don't have a lot of music right now, but it's okay. I don't need music. I don't need all this music, but it's okay. If you need some, I'll play some. But I just thank God on today that I get a chance to testify. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus, I just thank God how he watched over me all night last night and early this morning. Hallelujah. He just touched me and called me by name, woke me up. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, gave me a mind to get up and pray and to seek his face. I thank God this morning. I thank him this morning. This afternoon, I just give God praise. I was kind of sick and out of it a little bit last night. Couldn't go to sleep. Stayed up to about 4:30. But after a while, after them prayers started reaching heaven, after my heart got right, I just thank and praise God that I drifted on off. Giving God praise this morning, I drifted on off. In the name, didn't even know I was in the world. I just thank God this morning that he stood by me and he touched me. He healed my body. He strengthened me. I give God praise this morning. I give him glory this morning. God is a healer today. I just want to let you know he healed me today. Not yesterday, but this day, my Father, heal me, touch my body. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. I don't care what nobody say. I give all praises to him because he is the God of my salvation. He is my redeemer. He is my shepherd. He is my healer. I tell you today, God is a good God, and he's worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. I'm telling you, I couldn't even talk hardly. Huh? In the name of Jesus. Couldn't breathe hard. My chest would hurt. In the name of Jesus, my nitroglycerin stopped doing anything. Then I knew that I had to call on the name of the Lord. And he heard my cry. And I tell you today, God healed me just like he healed a woman with the issue of blood. God healed me. I'm just grateful today. I'm grateful today. I'm grateful today. God is a good God. And he's worthy to be praised. When I tell y'all, this is a testimony. He keep doing it for me. He keep doing it for me. I'm telling you, he keep on doing it for me over and over and over again. I just thank God today. I thank him today. And he talked to me. He told me it was infection around my heart. He told me what antibiotic to take. He told me everything that I needed to know. But I thank God today that God healed me. I'm telling you now, y'all can believe it if you want to. I'm telling you, I'm testifying today, letting you know that God is a healer. If he healed me, he gonna heal you. You better know what I'm saying today. God is a healer. God is a healer. When I thought I had to go to the hospital last night, because I knew what he told me, that I had infection around my heart, and it felt just like infection around my heart, and my whole chest was aching and sore. But I thank God this morning that he healed my body, and I'm not sore anymore. I just thank God today. God is a good God. And he strengthened me so I could talk him, so I could preach him, so I could pray. I thank God today. May not have no music, but that's all right. I got Jesus, and he enough. Hallelujah. Woo. I thank God on today. If you only knew, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised, and I give him all the praise. Is there any more testimonies? Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the to God be the glory on this morning. I just don't want to pass up another opportunity to let God know how good he is in my life and how my gratitude for him is just responding to him from the lips of my mouth. I just want to thank God this morning. Hello?
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. I praise the Lord on today.
God, if you haven't claimed your 600,
I just thank and praise God today. God is an awesome God.
Hello? Could you hear me?
Thank you.
Amen, amen. We want to still have one more testimony. Prophetess McKinney, would you testify for us today? Amen, amen.
Amen, amen. I was about to give God that thanks that he also do today. You know, the devil, he works, you know, in mysterious
Hello?
Ways. And I do believe so. But I'm not saying this is a particular way that
can
he
you
can
all
work,
hear me?
It's also a way that he can work. Hello? I think everybody else can hear me.
Can you
and
all
I
hear
sure
me?
You can.
Yeah, I can hear both of y'all.
Oh, I ain't hearing nobody else. Hello?
I'm here. I'm unmuted, but I don't think she can hear me.
No, I can't hear me. It ain't nothing but the enemy. I can't hear nobody.
Well, could somebody let her know that I'm about to testify? Because I believe that God is able.
Okay, go ahead
willing,
and testify.
And
it's all right.
And I'm just truly thanking and believing in God on today for his awesome miracles, for his awesome being in my life. And I just want to add something, because the best thing about the more we choose it, the easier it gets. And the more
I can't hear none of y'all because I ain't hearing nobody. But that's okay.
The more you profess your gratitude, the more things that, you know, things that are grateful for, you're grateful for. So I just thank God on today. And somebody tell her that I just thank God on today. And I'm done. I just wanted to thank God and just proclaim and profess his word on this morning. Because I'm trying to use that muscle, because I choose to thank him on today. Because we all should know that your mouth is a muscle and you should exercise it when you can. So I just want to thank God on today.
Amen. Testify, baby.
Exercise that muscle. So I just thank you, God, today, for just giving me life in my body. I thank you for my family and friends and those who love me. I thank you, God, on today for stirring my life many times over and keeping me and my family and covering me with your grateful love, God. I thank you. That's all I wanted to say on today.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. That's okay. Let me tell you, I'm not worried about the devil. I'm going to keep praying against him. Keep on praying, binding that demon up. He can cut me off, but I'm still going to talk. Long as God give me breath in my body, long as you all can hear me, I don't have to hear you. I know what to do. I know what God told me to do. I'm a preach whatever it is. And he gave me, I've been just studying, so I don't know. So this morning, this afternoon, we're going to talk about who are we going to serve. We're going to talk about serving two masters, or how many other masters, because let me read this. No man can serve two masters. This is from Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. You can't serve God and mammon. When I tell you, you got to be able to serve the one that's going to take care of you. You can go, and when they talk about mammon, they talking about stuff that'll get attention, like money and stuff like that, that you're gonna just start the love of money. money change, people hit the lottery or do whatever. I remember when I was in, I think it was Tennessee or Kentucky, and one of the deacons of the, because you can't serve two masters, you can only serve one. So by him playing lottery, he probably shouldn't have been, but he played it, and he won, and he wanted to bless the church. And some of the people wanted the money, and some of the people didn't. But this brings about confusion. And so God is the author of confusion. You got to serve one master. You got to trust in one master. You got to believe in one master. In the God that we serve, we got to put all of our trust in him. We can't be playing around dilly-dabbing. They talking about mammoth was, I think, in the Old Testament. It was another word for pagan. It's another word for pagan, mammoth. We can't serve pagan people. We can't serve that. And so many other things can be mammoth, like tradition and stuff like that. We got to serve one God. We got to have one God, one faith, one baptism. We got to be able to trust God. Now, we can serve him, but will we trust him? Will we trust God? We got to trust him. I'm just telling you, with whatever you're doing, whatever you're in, if you're waiting on something, if you're holding out for something, you got to hold out. God make his move. You got to trust God in all these things. When I tell you, last night, yesterday, I was sick. I just kept studying and reading. Couldn't go to sleep, just studying and reading. I said, Lord, 2 weeks ago, I was having problems falling asleep. Now I can't go to sleep. And then I started praying. I just started praying, batting the enemy up, batting them up. You know, you got to trust God and do what he say do. I lay there and I prayed and I prayed and I heard the Lord say, get up and get antibiotics because you got an infection trying to set up around your heart. I got up off the bed. If I didn't trust God, I wouldn't have never moved. If I'd have thought it was me just speaking to myself, I wouldn't have never moved, but I know God's voice, you see. You have to know his voice. When you trust him, you know his voice. I got the antibiotic. I Googled it, made sure it was for that kind of thing, and it was. I took it. I still hurt. I prayed. I still prayed. I still trust in God. I'm still trusting in God to give me strength. I still trust him. But when I tell you, you can't serve two masters. You got to either hate one and love the other because one going to push the other one out the way anyway. So I'm stressing in him all night. And when it was about 4:30, I must have fell asleep. 7:45, I was back up. I said, I went to sleep. I thank God. And when I got up, I just stood up. My chest wasn't weak. It didn't hurt. I just thank God. Y'all just don't know. Y'all don't know the goodness that God gives me. Y'all don't know the trust that I put in God. I couldn't put it in nobody else. I don't care what other mammon it is. I serve one holy God that walks with me daily. I just thank God on today. I thank him. Y'all don't know. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. I give God all the praise. I give him all the glory. God is such a good God, and he's worthy, I tell you. Can't nobody do me like him. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. God is a great God and a king above every king. Supposing I had just gave up and went on to the hospital. God told me to trust him. He told me what to do. He told me what it was. I'm good. When I tell you, I'm good. God always send the Holy Ghost to just stir the gift up in me, and he give me breath. I couldn't even do nothing last night. Every time I took a deep breath, I was feeling so bad. But you know, you got to put your whole confidence in God and trust what he thinks and trust what he do. I didn't know why he was allowing it, but he fixed it. God fixed it for me. That's why I know you can't serve but one master, because the enemy ain't going to do that. The enemy will put sickness on you. You can serve a pagan master if you want to. I bet you it ain't none like God. We got to know who we going to serve. We got to know when things go wrong, when things don't look right, when it looks like it's so impossible. We got to still believe and trust in God. We got to still serve God. When I tell you, God is a good God. I read and read and read and read, and I prayed and I read. I said, Lord, you got to give me something. You got to give me something. I prayed and read this morning. God say, you got it. Just go head on. Talk about what you're supposed to talk about. And I'm talking about if I was serving the wrong master, I'd be dead right now. Or in the hospital right now. But I'm serving God. God is a good God. And he's so worthy to be praised. God is a healer. He does miracles. He always do miracles on me. Other people may not think it's a miracle, but I know it is. If you all only knew how sick I was last night, you would know it's a miracle for me. You would know that my heart was all messed up. You would know that I was sore in places I shouldn't have been, in my chest. I just thank God on today that we serve a true and living God that loves us enough to send his only begotten son to die for our sins. And I thank God that he's a healer. He healed all the people that were sick in the Old and New Testament. But God healed them. He brought eyesight back. He called Lazarus back from the dead. Jesus himself did it. And I thank God on today that he sent his son to die for me. I thank God that he loved me enough. He thought I was worthy enough to send Jesus on God's hill, on Calvary, on that old rugged cross, to give up the ghost for me, for all of my hang-ups. I tell you today, I'm so glad today that God, he sent Jesus today, and I thank him. I love him today. I only want to serve one master, and you ought to serve one master too. God is such a good God. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. He's so worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. And I thank him today. I thank God today. I thank him today, y'all. God is a good God. I know I probably ain't said enough. I know I probably ain't done it enough. But I tell you one thing. I've experienced enough. And I'm fighting against the enemy every day, because if I didn't have to fight him in the name of Jesus, because I got something to say, and every time I open up my mouth, that anointing make him tuck his tail and run, and that's why I got to keep on praying. I got to keep on preaching. I got to keep on going against him. Plead the blood of Jesus, because he going to tuck his tail. He going to bow his head. He going to go straight to hell in a handbasket. In Jesus' name, I just thank God today. I don't want to serve but one mouth. I don't want to serve a mammoth. I don't want to serve a pagan God that won't even turn his head, can't do nothing, can't help you no other kind of way. But God can. God can do all things. A true and living God. He don't play. But he heals me. He loves me. He do miracles for me. He covers me. He watches me. He comforts me. I just thank God on today. I thank God for this day. A day that I've never seen before. A day I didn't even think I was going to see. Y'all don't know him. I thank God on today. I thank him today. God is all that I have, but he's all that I need. I thank him today.
I thank him. I thank him. Got up this morning, went to the grocery store. I thank God today. Put running in my foot, clapping in my hands. I thank God today. I don't care if I can't hear you. I can praise him all by myself. I know y'all praise him too, but the devil is a liar. 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 In the name of Jesus, go die. Drop dead now, because I'm a preacher on top of the mountain. I'm a pray down in the valley. You can't stop me. I belong to God. Go to hell and die in the name of Jesus. That's what I think of your mama and your daddy. Go to hell and die. Every demon on assignment, die now in the name of Jesus. You ain't got no authority, and you don't have no power. In the name of Jesus, drop dead today. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you today, hallelujah, to cover every one of them, God, on this line, and cover this radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, I serve one true God, and I thank God on today for his power. I thank God for the authority he's given me. I thank God for healing. I thank God today for holiness. I thank God today in the name of Jesus. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I give God praise on today. We got to get our heads together. We got to get our minds together. We got to serve God and not mammon. We can't serve this junk out here. We buying this and buying that, and we got this money, and we all selfish with it and got pride with it and got the big head with it and all this kind of stuff. We can't do that. We can't do that. We got to be a blessing to whoever God tell us to bless. We got to do this thing, honey. We got to do it. We got to love one another. When somebody hurts, we hurt. Every one of us, love your neighbor as yourself. We got to do this thing. We got to love each other in spite of and don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it looks like. God can change a mind. He can change anything. He do miracles. When I tell you, he'll change it at the blink of an eye. If God said it, he going to do it. And I thank him today. God is a great God, greatly to be praised. Oh, I give him the glory. Hallelujah. He keep proving himself over and over to me. He don't have to do this, but God do it. Just to let me know, I'm encouraging you tonight, because I know you think you're going to have to run down that to that hospital, but I'm your hospital. I'm your defibrillator. I'm everything that you need. And I thank God today that he's all that I need all the time. Not some of the time, but God is all that I need all the time. And I give God the praise. I give him glory on today. I give him glory today. I thank God on today. I just thank and praise God for this word, because when I tell you I didn't know what to say, he gave me two or three things, but the Holy Spirit, it's the Holy Ghost. I don't really care about not being able to hear what you're saying. I don't care about that. But I hate I miss her testimony, but I don't care about not hearing, because, honey, I'm a preach. I'm a pray. I'm a worship. If I have to do it all by myself, I don't know what's wrong with this junk. I don't care. I don't need no music. I need Jesus. The blood. Hallelujah. So I thank God today. I thank him today. God is such a good God. I thank him today. God is a good God. And y'all know, I don't play. I don't play. I don't play. I love God with all of my heart, all of my soul, every breath in my body. I love God because God has come through for me too many times, and I thank and praise him. I give God praise today.
I know it wasn't much, but it's what I had for the time that I could do. I just thank God that I could even do what I did, because I didn't think I would. I was going to let everybody know we wasn't going to have service today. But I thank and praise God. Y'all, I thank and praise him today. He is such a good God. I'm not going to do the altar prayer today. Somebody, if somebody else want to pray, you can. I'm not going to do it today. I'm not going to. I'm just going to, when I get through, I'm going to rest for the rest of it today. I feel okay. Don't y'all think I'm sick? I ain't sick no more. I ain't sick. I'm healed by the blood of the Lamb and the words of my testimony. I'm healed. Spirit-filled sickness and disease is far from me. I'm healed by the blood. I'm healed. I'm just going to rest because I ain't get but a couple of hours. That's all. But I thank God that I didn't have to cancel nothing. I don't care what the enemy keep trying to stop me. But you can't stop God, I'm telling you. And when God get it together, when I get my speaker back working and all this other stuff, you already messed up. So I thank God on today. We're going to get ready to close out, I guess, unless anyone, if you all want to pray the altar prayer, you can. I just know that I'm not going to push it. I'm just go ahead on and close out. We have about six minutes left, I guess, or something like that. Just one moment. Just a second. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, I ask you to keep every one of them covered in their families, God. I ask you to keep the cars that they drive, the houses that they live in, covered under the shed blood of Jesus. Cover their children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Cover their husbands, cover their wives, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless them with the blessing they stand in need of today. And Father, I just thank you right now, God. I thank you for an opportunity to just say something for you on today. I just thank you today, God, for healing my body. I thank you for a miracle, God. I thank you. I just thank you for covering Apostle Dean's on today in this home, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious to thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless each and every one of you. You all have a blessed rest of the day. We'll be right back here for our praise, prayer, and prophecy. Of our Bible study on Tuesday night. By the grace of God, we'll be here. Amen. God bless. Have a good day. I can't hear y'all. Y'all just gonna hit on hang up. Yeah.